Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, and we'll throw life in. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. And across the pond, UK Health Radio, one of the world's leading health and wellness shows. We've got a great doubleheader, Olivia Atkin. She's a podcast strategist and consultant. She's a TEDx Talk speaker, and she's the host of Achieving Success. And she'll be joining me along with Kirk Howell. He's a better health advocate. He's the founder and CEO of Thrive 365. Food is medicine. Then the sports doctor's in with some upcoming guests, topics, little Dr. Bob wisdom. Olivia Atkin, I'd say welcome back to the sports doctor, but welcome to the sports doctor.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know, the world of podcasts, and I've been on live radio, I'm just celebrating like 45 years, give or take a few weeks, you know, and the word podcast didn't exist, and the explosion of podcasts in so many great ways and so many great areas. So give us some background on yourself and the whole world of podcasts as you see it and some of the great improvements, directions that could be taken and that you're involved with.
Yeah, so I got into podcasting as a way to make an impact in the world by using my voice. And I think that's one of the most powerful resources we have as human beings to share our knowledge, our experiences, and help people. And podcasting, as you mentioned, has exploded, especially since COVID. You know, podcasting has been around for about 10 years now, but when podcasting really took it to the next game, next level, was when COVID happened.
Yes. You know, like Tony Robbins, one of the great motivators in the world, was saying, you know, he used to pack stadiums and they say, what are we going to do? And then they came up with, hey, technology, telemedicine, big deal in the world. These are some of the things that came out of the nightmare that we were dealing with COVID and shutting down of so many different things. And what's amazing with the podcasting is, again, that the array of topics is endless in so many different ways. And what are some of the important points that you make when you're dealing, for example, with your own podcast, which is called Achieving Success?
So when it comes to my podcast, and really any podcast host that I consult with, is you want to first think about when you're starting your podcast, what is the overall impact you want to make? What's the overall discussion you want to have? So for me, it was I wanted to pull back the curtain and have real conversations about what all of our journeys are like personally and professionally to achieve success. And a lot of times that changes and pivots as we have life experiences. And then the next thing you look at once you say, ah, this is the overarching topic I want to talk about. How niche do you want to get with that, or how broad? For me, I say my podcast is a broader show. I bring on individuals of all backgrounds.
Yes, people ask me all the time, you know, the sports doctor and the topics. The mental game is a gigantic topic on the sports doctor. Childhood obesity is a gigantic topic. The new medicine is a gigantic topic, but I'm way past changing the name. We just included.
Well, that's also one of the things that in reality, sets you at a point to bring on new and dynamic conversations. You know, and this podcast, I say, is great, and it can be really powerful. However, if you don't come up with an overall strategy for your radio show, for your podcast, for your LinkedIn Live, it gets to a point, and why 74% of podcasts don't make it past episode 10 is because they go too niche right out the gate, don't have that strategy, and then they get to episode 12 and they're
I'm still doing live radio, and then of course when it's repeated, it's a podcast. What's the site that people can go to find out about you and your operation involving all of this with the podcast?
So you can follow me on social media by searching Achieving Success or Olivia Akin. You can also go to my website, achieving-success.com, or email me at olivia.akin@achieving-success.com. And I'm always open to talking everything podcasting. So
yes, it's interesting. You know, I've been part of this group, Bradley Communications, the National Publicity Summit. For years, it was right across the street from Madison Square Garden in New York. People would come to meet the media, and these attendees were authors, doctors, entrepreneurs, inventors, where we would get speed dated by people who want to come on the show with a tremendous array of talent in so many areas. And so whether you're the best athlete in the world or their parent, good luck to you, or the other kinds of situations we see, with so many problems with injuries and overuse, all of these topics become a big deal, whether you're a business person or a sports mom or you're a podcaster. But it's amazing how it's gotten into just about every area of life. I would say mostly good stuff. Wouldn't you, Olivia?
and it's conversations you need to have, right? I worked in professional sports for 8 years. Everything from working with the New York Giants to managing pro athletes. And the conversation I would consistently have is, what happens if it all ends tomorrow? What if you make the decision to leave your sport, or what happens if you get an injury or get cut and you are forced to leave your sport?
I had a great guest from the summit probably 5-6 years ago. I've probably been doing it 10 years. And she said, you know, that it would shock you that 40-50% of these millionaire athletes are broke after 5 years. Maybe they made the wrong decisions in so many different ways, or they were retiring. It was another kind of problem. And again, this is something where we've had professional agents, you know, the team doctor, the Yankees, the Bulls, and the White Sox, talking about the kinds of pressures that we would see. And if you watch the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby, you're going to see, like if you're watching the WNBA, bigger, faster, stronger is just an amazing. And again, you know, you come out of the football world, you got to be amazed at the size, speed of these athletes. And this is what's become such a challenge. I have experts from around the world, Olivia, in the world of concussions, talking about that whole side of things. And this is why, again, you know, the idea of, I like to stress, and you mentioned it, awareness of what we're talking about, which is so important to bring awareness. Education about the guest or the topic of what we're talking about. And then taking some sort of action, doing something about it. But like you said, the idea of having, it's a huge business now, podcasting. And I imagine supervision makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's something that can make or break your long-term success, right? We talk about achieving success. Success of it is, what are those reps, right? You go to the gym to work out, to train, you're in sports. You have to put the reps in. You're not showing up one day on a basketball court.
Well, I have a huge audience, Olivia. They're seniors. One of my frequent guests, Rick Bava, today's senior magazine. He's the baby boomer guru with his books. And so we pay as much attention. Again, 80s the new 60, 70s the new 50. People want to be active. So we make a big deal about what I call the new medicine, Olivia, which is, number one, eat smarter. And I'll let you define smarter. You can talk all day about it. Number two, keep moving. You want to walk, you want to go to the gym, you want to work out, you want to do yoga, keep moving. Number three is pay attention to rest and recovery. I'm laughing while I'm talking to you, Olivia. When we were supposed to do the show 2 weeks ago, we had technical difficulties. We're doing well, but there is an incredible storm blowing up here right now in Chicago. So I'm just giving us both the heads up, man, that I don't lose you. And how long have you done Achieving Success, your podcast?
I've done it for 3 years. So we release an episode every single Tuesday. So this past Tuesday, we just dropped episode 142.
Excellent. You'll let me know when you want a visit from the sports doctor. Absolutely. Great. I trade radio shows and podcasts all the time. It's one of my favorite things. What is your thoughts regarding the relationship sometimes of the podcast and of the topic and the amount of time or the monetizing? Mm-hmm. There being so much stuff out there in this day and age, it's like incredible.
Yes. So I'm going to try to hit all this real fast and do a lightning round. When it
Great.
Comes to how often you should be releasing, at least once a week or once every other week. The question you need to ask yourself is, long term, can you stay consistent with it? Don't come out the gate releasing every single day because that's not sustainable to you.
And I hear you. I've had 1,000 guests. How am I doing, Olivia?
You're doing good. You're putting in
All
the
right,
rest,
man.
Right?
Yeah, really. But the science of it, you know, the business of it, and the tremendous reach of it, and the challenges, which are endless, are some of the things that we've talked about a lot, again, on the Sports Doctor, where we were dealing again with whether it was big-time sports, whether it was the idea of seniors, the obesity nightmare, diabetes, these kinds of nightmares, and the ability of people. What was the topic with your TED Talk?
Defeating your biggest enemy, you. So how we could all get in our own ways during moments of opportunity or struggle.
Ah, well, that's a great title, man. It really, really is. We all could sit down for 2 minutes and understand, you know, again, and one of my biggest specialties, which is youth sports, and we mentioned this, we all can picture the overzealous, ranting, raving parent or coach or whatever. And the fact that the reason I co-authored my book, Hashtag A Sports Parent, is an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both mentally and physically. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure's on. You know, Dr. Weil, if my son doesn't take 2 Advil 3 times a day, his ankles are killing him. But he's got to play, blah, blah, blah. So again, these ideas, whether it is in the financial world, and you might be talking again about, you know, that great topic, which is, how are we doing between our ears? I had a Taoist on from the Netherlands. He's coming back maybe 2 months ago, Olivia. And he was talking about the 3,000-year-old, Lao Tzu in the Tao and the kinds of ideas and rules that seem to be as important today as it was then. It was an eye-opener in the mental game.
And that's the thing. Everything is mental. It doesn't matter what you're doing. There's a mental game. And it's the long-term marathon you're running. And that's what podcasting is. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You're not going to get there overnight. But you put
How do you see the world of AI and all that kind of stuff participates in, helps, like we've seen other areas like telemedicine and whatever, because everywhere you look, you see AI and nobody knows what the heck we're talking about.
So AI is a great tool, but that's what it is. It's a tool. It cannot replace, you know, I have people coming to me now and like, hey, I can write everything into AI and it'll record my podcast for me. You're not going to get a winning podcast, nationally ranked podcast, something that's going to last. If you
what
have
are some
AI,
of the topics? Yeah, what are some of the topics that that you're working with in general that you might be featuring or working with professionally or not, or having as guests? What are some of the topics that have been so popular with you?
So it's the overarching theme, and this is what I tie into all my episodes: leadership, self-development, and our journey. And when you integrate different topics and themes into each episode, they all perform really well. So for me, it isn't something that explodes for something else. It's let's tie into the themes that people resonate the most into every single episode we have. So no matter,
I know we're going to run out of time, but how do you find the whether it's the psychological world? Because I have psychiatrists, psychologists, I have personal trainers of all types, psychotherapists. How's the cooperation between the side which is not medical and the fact, again, you're talking about the mental health, the biggest topic in the world. How's that cooperation? You're a young woman. How's that cooperation as you see it, Olivia?
I see it very beneficial because we're not giving medical advice, and I always preface that.
And on that note, on that achievement note, again, I want to give us again where people could find out you and your information.
You could find me by searching Achieving Success with Olivia Akin. Achieving Success, Olivia Akin, on the first 5 pages of Google. You could also find me on my website, achieving-success.com, and all social medias if you search Achieving Success.
Yes, we'll really get a chance to see how it's done. Olivia, hold on. We'll be back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We've got Kirk Howell, better health advocate in so many ways. He's the founder and CEO of Thrive 365, Food is Medicine. Kirk Howell, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
You know, Kirk, give us some background on yourself. And the Thrive 365 organization.
Yeah, I've been an entrepreneur ever since I had to leave school early and go feed a family and started my career. And a couple years after I left school early and built a business, was able to successfully sell that, and then really got into healthcare and healthcare technology. And we've got a tremendous team around Thrive 365, and what we're trying to do, and our mission is to really help individuals living with type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, hypertension, obesity, start to move in a healthy direction, you know, one meal at a time. So we believe definitely that the food is the medicine, and certainly not the end-all, be-all to the answers of health, but it's a big piece of what we do.
Oh, it's a huge, and, you know, it comes such a long way, nutrition. Again, the sports doctors talked about what I call the new medicine. The number one is eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define what smarter is. We could talk all day about that. Number two is keep moving. You want to walk, you want to go to the gym, you want to do yoga, whatever you want to do, keep moving. Number three is reduce stress.
The
natural ways that include, I have featured the founder of LEAP, L-E-A-P, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. One of my professors, Dr. Larry Rubin in Vegas, he's still, 13 years ago they founded that. The world of diabetes is one of our most difficult scourges. It's such a scourge that we had to change the name X amount of years ago because all these teenagers were showing up with diabetes and pre-diabetes, and like your organization mentions, again, medically and financially, it'll break us if we don't. And the obesity is a huge, huge part of it. Podiatry has always been one of the first professions to see these complications because the foot is one of the earliest areas that we see. So how long has Thrive 365 been around, Kirk?
Yeah, can't take the full credit for it. Kraft Foods originally developed Thrive 365. My team and I, we acquired it. It's a patented nutritional meal scoring platform. You know, the really hard part is getting that meal-by-meal nutrition correct. It's difficult to do all the calculations.
We grew up with three meals a day and do this, do that, and do this. And you can't turn on a television for 2 minutes without diet commercials. Now you've got the explosion of these drugs. You know, and the singing of the song, you know, I could sing the Ozempic song. So this whole challenge,
right?
Again, now Kraft Foods, wow. I mean, they were one of the leaders in the whole food world. Is that the same Kraft?
It is. And if you've had the macaroni and cheese, the same Kraft.
Yes, who doesn't like macaroni and cheese?
Yeah. Thrive 365 was led by Dr. Richard Black. His name is on the patents. He was their Global Chief Nutrition Officer, great man. And again, Thrive 365 is what I call the ultimate shortcut. So we eliminate you having to make these complex calculations at mealtime, and we do an intake with the individual, and obviously the mental side of it is important as well. But we do the intake with you, and we'll ask you a lot of questions, and then we'll create what's called a Thrive 365 meal score for you to try to eat to. The good news at this point is you get to eat. And you get to eat three meals and a snack during the day. And the other even better news is there's a lot of food that you may have thought of that you couldn't eat that you can. You know, so this is really not a diet. It's more of a lifestyle change, and we help you through that, and we get you plugged into Thrive 365. And, you know, very happy to be part of the team. And the number one thing that we hear with Thrive 365 is, I can do this. You know, this I can do. So we try to keep it very, very simple, very easy to follow, and we're with you literally every meal, every step of the way.
And the cooperation, of course, the cooperation, Kirk, of whether it's the pediatric, whether it's the general practitioner, whether it's the specialist in so many areas, the cooperation of the medical world to really embrace these holistic, it's funny you mentioned holistic, it's been around for thousands of years, some of these different remedies. And allow them to be included in the overall, you know, the health picture. How do you see the cooperation of the medical world? I know that you interact, you have these people who are involved, like you had mentioned. How's that cooperation been, and how it seems we're progressing, although sometimes I feel like we're treading water on the deep end.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you talk to primary care physician, for example, they only have about 6 minutes of FaceTime with you at an office visit, and they always tell you, especially living with type 2 diabetes, I need you to be eating better and move more. You know, what does that really mean? But, yeah, I mean, the doctors love working with physicians. They want the right thing, it's just difficult for them to be to do a lot at that office visit, and that's where Thrive 365 comes
now,
in.
Now, do you realize that Barbie just came out with a type 1 diabetic doll 2 days ago?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? Yeah. Did you see that? And I,
yeah.
Again, the awareness is key. One of the most morbid parts of everything with COVID was obesity. And again, yeah. The idea, the childhood obesity, and the idea I've been screaming about, I wanted schools to add, you know, a walking program, part of the curriculum. And then I said, good luck to me when you're trying to change things that are done in schools. You know, the idea on the educational side of things. And again, you're dealing with high blood pressure challenges. Now we've had the world of sports pharmacy. I've had on as guest Jessica Stahl. And the idea, you know, of supplements, there's so much information that's overbearing or baloney. You got to be an educator at the same time, don't you?
You do. I mean, education, getting your education up about this, if you're living with this, you know, is important. And, you know, you got to keep, like I said, you got to keep things really, really simple. And that's what Thrive 365 does. You know, we go down this path with people and we help them and we try to keep it very simple for them.
And you could be the best athlete in the world, or you could be their grandmother, or you could be, again, a thriving adolescent. These principles are really, really important, make sense, again, to try to prevent these kinds of problems. Again, diabetes is a nightmare and a half, whether we're looking at, again, the amputations. 80% of these amputations are preventable. If the signs and other symptoms, again, someone has an ulcer on the bottom of the foot, et cetera, someone's getting eye changes. But we can't afford all this care. Someone becomes a diabetic, it's forever.
It is a tremendous
challenge. And the organizations, what's the best site people could find out about Thrive 365?
Yeah, you can go to Thrive365.com. That's the site. And you can learn about it there. And there's certainly some videos and some education about what we do and how we can help you. Excited to have anybody that'd like to come check that out. And we're there.
What are the age groups? Again, if we're talking about the earlier we could educate everybody, as well as the older, but definitely, what are some of the age groups that you've include? Or is it 3 to 103? I'm hoping.
You know, it really is any age. Unfortunately, type 2 diabetes is getting younger and younger. You want to be able. Our mission
to
is.
Imagine.
To,
you had to change the name. We had to change the name from adult onset diabetic. Scenario. This is why. Again, this is such a, because type 2 diabetes we could prevent. We could prevent so many of these nightmares. If we'll pay very, very big attention, again, when it comes to prevention and these things we're talking about with the new medicine. Again, one of the biggest challenges is we're overrun now with these weight injections and all these different medicines that we're still trying to get a handle on. General medicine is trying to get a handle on how this can be cooperative when it comes to the holistic side of things, you know, that you might be paying so much attention. And, you know, you mentioned food is medicine. That's a huge area, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, it's interesting. We got to go back to the beginning, you know, where the food is your biggest mover advantage living with one of these chronic diseases. You can, if you get the right meal by meal correct, that's the 80% of the battle. You definitely want to move, I call it move more, exercise more. And we're not a medication negative company here. If your doctor's telling you to take a medication, you should absolutely take the medication. Take it on time.
Agree.
Follow
yes,
your doctor's
right.
orders.
Good point. Yes.
Make no mistake about it. The 80% of that battle is getting that meal by meal nutrition correct. And if you can do that, you know, you're on your way. You know, you'll start to see some success.
You got to make it fun, Kirk.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to make it practical, and you got to make it simple for people to follow. And we've successfully done that here at Thrive 365. And you know, it's an honor to be able to serve these individuals who want to come alongside and help them, and that's what we do. You know, it's, I mean, the thing I always say, too, you got to want to get well. There's obviously effort, you know, and but it's not overwhelming effort. It's not a major challenge, a major life change with Route 365. We just take it one, like I said, one meal at a time, and it works.
How many people are you affecting in general?
Well, we've got thousands of individuals, and this year we're really out to push the commercialization of Thrive 365. You know, we're going to be partnering with health systems where those physicians will be referring their patients living with type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, hypertension, obesity over to us. And we'll do that on a national, we can do that on a national level. So we work with health systems and payers, insurance companies that want to position this inside of their offering.
How are you doing with the American Diabetes Association?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of discussion directly with them, but I mean,
forever.
We follow the same guidelines and principles that they follow when it comes to type 2 diabetes
worked.
And food.
Yeah, hasn't worked. This is the shocker, and this is, again, you've got to get this information out. Financially, it'll break us. If you have the continuation of this many diabetics and pre-diabetics, you don't have a medical system that can afford it, all these secondary changes that are involved. So, again, the mental side of, I hate the term convincing people, but educating them. The diet business is gigantic. And again, so we deal with dietitians, we deal with nutritionists at the highest level of sports medicine. It's such a big deal, you know, rest and recovery, proper sleep, and you mix in a lot of these different things. I guess you're really a lifestyle company, right, Kirk?
We are. I mean, we're definitely
lifestyle medicine.
We're a holistic lifestyle company. Again, being in a position to be able to help, you know, I call Thrive 365 the ultimate shortcut. You got to make things easy for people, but it's got to work. And we've successfully done that for sure.
Great term. The idea that it's an intelligent shortcut, I think is an excellent term when you're dealing again with some of the different realities, which is again, number one, there's a gigantic population of obesity, and it hasn't gotten any easier. And the food industry, and now you got all of these crazy changes, even at the national level. Who knows what's going to be going on with some of these things regarding nutrition? And again, the endless array of supplements and drinks and that whole particular world. So again, being able to get some education and mix it in. Which organizations are you guys working with? Is Kraft still around? I mean, are they just a change?
You know, it was a long story. I mean, Kraft Foods had spun off the Mondelez International. Mondelez is part of our cap table. But, Kraft is definitely still around. But we took over, independent company here. We took it over lock, stock, and barrel. Spent some more money to put it into commercialization. We're out in the marketplace today. You know, it's been very effective. We've got really high quality, patient testimonials. The number one thing that we hear at Thrive 365 is, I can do this. And the second thing we hear is my energy has increased dramatically within about 2 to 3 days of eating this way. And what's happening with folks, that are living with type 2 diabetes and these conditions, as soon as they start eating properly, that blood glucose levels are going to stabilize and lower, and they're going to start getting their energy
back.
We're going to
talk about some specifics about what you're specifically talking about. How many meals, what about what's involved when we come back. Fascinating conversation. Giving help and education is such a big deal. We're talking with Kirk Howell, and we'll be right back. Sports Doc.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, we are back with Talking with Kirk Powell. He's the CEO of Thrive 365, food is medicine, health and wellness group company, really paying big attention to things like diabetes and obesity and high blood pressure. Their inclusion of this whole holistic direction, you know, it's funny, years ago, there was the term alternative medicine. It was either the American medicine on the left, surgery, pills, we're in a hurry. And the holistic, which might be things from acupuncture to soft tissue to holistic. And then we came up and said, hey, how about complementary? Maybe we can get some cooperation here. And you guys being in the middle of it. What are some of the principles, whether it's how many times a day, specific kinds of foods that really go into Thrive 365, Kirk?
Yeah, we give you this, we do the analysis with you, give you this Thrive 365 meal score. Like I said, the good news for you is you get to eat three times a day and a snack. And we've already done all the hard work for you. So we've looked at the back of the food label and done all the calculations and then given each and every food item a score, whether that's a raw apple or whether that's a packaged food from Kraft Cheese or whatever. You know, we've already given it the score. Your job is real simple. Your job is just to eat to the score that we give you.
What about the person's medical history in any way, shape, or form? How much attention do you guys pay to that when you're enrolling somebody?
Yeah, we do the intake. We ask, you know, height, weight, age, gender, a little bit about your activity level. And those are some of the factors that we consider in giving you this customized, personalized Thrive 365 meal score. So it's pretty simple. And then,
If somebody who's in that program, Kirk, wants to share that program with their own physician, or, for example, no problem with that?
Not at all. You know, we encourage individuals that, and typically they're going to hear about Thrive 365 from healthcare professionals because we partner with healthcare professionals, with health systems. They'll hear about it. But if they find us, they want to take it to their physician, they can.
Yeah. How's the pediatric, again, it's such a big deal on the sports doctor. We're talking about making changes in all these areas you're talking about. How's the pediatric attention, whether it's to park districts, schools, education, parents groups? What are some of your thoughts on that whole side of things?
Well, I mean, education obviously is very important. You know, when you get your education up about a chronic condition you may have, I mean, the good news is it really is going up from there. So education, we pay a lot of attention to, and we want to educate people. But what we do, again, I keep saying it, we bring this down into a very simplistic way to do it. And people can follow this. And it's a, you know, it's a lifestyle change, but it's a simple lifestyle change.
Yes. Now, what's your wife, Kim, do with your company?
Yeah, Kim is our chief commercialization officer. We do have an incredible team here at Thrive 365. We've got some unbelievable advisors. I don't like the name drop, but Dr. Jerome Adams, former United States Surgeon General under Trump's first term. Dr. Adams and I have a lot of history with our family members that have suffered from type 2 diabetes, and we understand that the food is the medicine. So he's a big advisor for us, and we have others that are in the healthcare space, the insurance world, you know, that definitely have seen Thrive 365, know that we're successful.
Yes. Well, you can count me on the team, Kirk, again, because this is something we've been talking about for decades. Again, specifically with the childhood obesity side of things, to say the least, with an array of worldwide experts in so many different areas, and or, again, from there to the seniors, to all of these different areas. Again, coming up with simple ways, because, again, if someone doesn't sort of enjoy it, they ain't going to do it. And this is why, or they're not going to continue with it. So the follow-up or the idea that somebody says, you know, are these programs expensive programs?
what kind of financial challenges are involved in the program?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we're excited this year. Thrive 365 is a billable event for healthcare professionals that partner with us. So it's either no cost to the to their patient to get enrolled in the Thrive 365, you know, or it's a small copay, monthly copay for Thrive 365.
So insurance, yes. So insurance is cooperative.
Insurance is very cooperative with this now.
That's
again,
a big
them
deal.
Them knowing that the food is the medicine. You know, that's the good news, I think, for all of us here, certainly in the United States.
That is a very powerful point, which is, again, we need the cooperation. You know, 20 years ago, there was a battle, three-way battle. The doctors on the left, the attorneys in the middle, and the insurance companies on the right. And for all practical purposes, the insurance companies have won so much of that. And the fact that there is some cooperation in a lot of these preventive medicine, holistic medicine points are really, really important in that regard. So are you guys in all the states?
Yeah, we're operating in every state in the United States. Again, this is a simple tool for people to use.
Hey, next week you'll be across the pond on with us on UK Health Radio, which with the millions of listeners over there in England, again, with these kinds of challenges. With our whole, food triangle, and again these kinds of situations that we're facing in the medical side, and the idea of again trying to keep people moving forward, like you say, in a healthy direction, and you want to keep it simple, salesman, right?
that is the key. I mean, you're dealing with food is complex. So if you can keep it simple, and we do, you know, that's where you're going to have success. You got to want to get well, but we're going to give you the tools and the resources to keep it very simple in your life. That's going to make a difference when it comes to the food.
And, you know, again, hey, you know, like fruits and vegetables, people, and paying attention to portions, people, you know. I think the Taoist might have mentioned that when we talked about some of that stuff. But I guess, you know, habits are interesting, and sometimes they're very, very difficult to break. This is why there's such a mental game attached to so much of this. There's so much pressure in this day and age. And the Surgeon General, he could probably give us his list of the stuff that he was facing every time he turned around with some of these different rules. And the challenges, if anything, are getting more and more involved. So I guess, you know, food is such a personal thing to so many people.
No question.
It's like an endless topic, right?
It is absolutely a very personal thing. Even in a household, it's personal. You know, you may be a husband and your wife, and you've got four kids, and you're sitting down at the dinner table. It's difficult to please everybody. So, I mean, it is complex. And, again, that's where Thrive 365 comes in and makes it simpler. But, yeah, the food is certainly the medicine. I think this specific administration that's in now, and Kennedy, we'll see what happens. But at least they're, in my opinion, they're doing a much better job of paying attention to the food, and the food being the medicine, and trying to do.
I am for, even though I'm not for a lot, but I'm for getting rid of, color, artificial flavors, big attention to all that stuff. I knew the time would fly to you. Kirk, give me again the website.
Thrive, Thrive, 365.com. Thrive365.com. Love to have anyone come and visit. And, you know, it's an honor for us to come alongside individuals and try to help them move in a healthy direction.
These topics, again, that we need to continue to talk about. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And hold on, Kirk. We'll be right back, everybody, with Sports Doctors In. Our special segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob's wisdom. We answer a few emails. We talk again about the new website thesportsdoctorradio.com and the consulting group. We continue to be excited about the mastermind group, the Sports Doctors Inn, where people can contact me for free consultation regarding a particular injury of their young athlete or themselves, and then the making of a plan, whatever it involves, with all our experts that we're surrounded by, whether it's sports psychology, nutrition, physical training, parenting, coaching, so many experts available to put their 2 cents in, maybe their 10 cents. Next week, we've got a from Australia sports hypnotist, Sue Williams. She is a dynamite guest. I think from Australia, when it's 3 o'clock here on a Wednesday, it's Thursday morning. But again, she'll talk about this exploding field. You know, everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor, how much attention we pay to the mental game. And this is a big deal. Again, whether I'm talking to psychiatrists, psychologists, sports psychologists, hypnosis specialists, big topic. One of our faves returned. It's been a while since we saw had Kirk Mango. Kirk was a NCAA gymnastics champion. He spent decades as a fitness and a PE teacher in the Illinois area. He's a pickleball guy. He'll be joining us following week. Rob Beckman, his organization Treat Now, and the application of hyperbaric oxygen. People have heard a lot of our guests and shows. Hillary Loftus comes to mind, who was the former creative director of the Howe Foundation, helping our wounded with the hyperbaric oxygen and brain injuries, and now very much looking at the sports medicine concussion side of things. So that's going to be some great stuff. Again, thesportsdoctorradio.com. And I've still got to add stuff regarding this whole consulting group, but we continue to just have so many great guests, so many great topics. And again, the little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom. Again, is I want to stress again, you know, I'm watching the All-Star game yesterday evening. I caught Summer Home Run Derby, and I'm watching, you know, Ohtani, 6'7", 220. And then I'm watching Aaron Judge, you know, 6'7", 6'8", 230, baseball players. You know, 6'4", shortstops. And I'm thinking back, I age myself, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, 5'11", 195, maybe 6 feet. It's unbelievable. At the same time, watching the explosion of athleticism in women's sports. So this is something that, you know, the late, great Bob Guida always talked about, paying such big attention to these, the great athletes. So if you want to get involved in that consultation, you can email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, or you could give me a call, 630-291-3733. A plan for your talented son or daughter, prevent injuries, enhance performance, all levels, all ages. The Sports Doctor. See you next week.